The last day of Defender of Villa de Sky is drills. The drills started on Monday and lasted for 4 days. All branches of Iran's armed forces participated in these drills in an area of 850,000 square kilometers, making it the biggest aerial defense drill in Iran's history. Some of Iran's most advanced weapons were put to test in these drills. One of the weapons tested was an optimized version of the S-200 missile made by Iranian engineers. The commander of Khatam al-Anbiya Air Force Base, Brigadier General Farzad Ismaili, states that coordination between different branches of Iran's armed forces has been the biggest achievement in these drills, and told us what would happen if there is a lack of coordination.
All branches of Iran's armed forces are participating in these drills, and the aerial defense systems used by all these branches are all connected. Our aerial defense system has many layers. The layers are secure. If the connections between some of the layers are cut, the other layers can still function and can be used to coordinate the commanders. We have tested this and it has been successful.
Among most important weapons used by the Blue Team, the team defending the country in these drills were S-200 long-range missile, Mirsad defense system equipped with Shalamshah missile, Al-Zahra 1 and Al-Zahra 3 aerial defense systems, Safad and Hawk aerial defense systems, and Sayyad 4. The Orange Team, the mock enemy, used various warplanes, bombers, and interceptors, including F-4, F-5, F-7, F-14, Sukhoi, Mirage, aerial refueling military aircrafts, reconnaissance, and drones armed with air-to-surface weaponry. Iranian military officials here say that the drills were successful and they have reached their goals. They say the high level of coordination between all branches of Iran's armed forces in an area of more than 850,000 square kilometers and advanced aerial defense technologies used in these drills is good news for Iran's friends and a warning to its enemies. Arash Kharatbari, Press TV, Birjand in the east of Iran.